Hello, this is your girl Sonya D, and I am the mad, chronically ill girl. I am based here in an undisclosed location in the coronavirus bunker. You had to know that was coming, right? I'm hunkered down with all the essentials that one will need for my self-imposed exile against this disease that is spreading the globe like wildfire. I've been slowing down a bit because I've been suffering with a bout of trigeminal neuralgia. If you pay attention to the show, you guys know what that is. If you don't, it is a painful disease from the bowels of hell that affects the trigeminal nerve, which is a nerve on, you have two, one on each side of your face. Okay, so we have so many things that we need to talk about today. As always, with issues of chronic illness and disability, this is a topic that so many people want to discuss, and of course, it's on the lips of everyone. And with that, I bring you to Vietnam. Coronavirus song by Chronically Angry Friends, and it's taken over the globe. Perhaps you've heard of it, perhaps you haven't, but it is an undeniably catchy tune, and I can't get that darn thing out of my head, and now I won't have to suffer alone. But let's get to the nitty-gritty, shall we? Yes, we need to talk about coronavirus. The part that no one seems to be talking about. This virus has been politicized to death, and because of that, it's hard to sift through the mountains of information that's coming through. There are so many conflicting ideas coming from the mouths of the administration, the pundits, and the critics. I wish that we didn't have to politicize this, but this is where we are. However, of course, this has made me angry. If you didn't guess that, you're listening to the wrong podcast. It's the language surrounding the disease. Okay, let's talk facts first. Coronavirus, COVID-19. This is a disease that originated from the Wuhan area in China. It is part of the coronavirus family. What are the symptoms? Fever, cough, shortness of breath, those we know for sure. Those are the main symptoms, and there is some considerable debate on other symptoms such as diarrhea, sore throat, and what have you. However, the thing that keeps me chronically angry and throwing small objects at the wall is how some people can talk so lightly about the disease.
Don't believe Dr. Hannity? Let's listen to him. I'm not a doctor.
People over the age of 60, they're much more likely to develop complications from the coronavirus and to be hospitalized from the coronavirus. The average age of death is age 80. Now, what we also want communities to know is that if you are a child or young adult, you're more likely to die from the flu, if you get it, than you are to die from coronavirus. So there is something about being young that is protective. We want people to be reassured by that. We want people to know that we are really focusing in on those groups that are at highest risk for complications.
Now, just to recap, according to the Surgeon General of the United States, people over 60, they're most at risk for corona-related complications or hospitalization. Now, the average age of mortality is 80. Young people, unlike H1N1, that tend to impact younger kids more than older people, but now in this case, older people are much more likely to die from this, well, from regular flu, actually, than coronavirus, believe it or not.
What are you saying, Sean? That because these people are over 80, somehow their lives are expendable? Not to be funny, but that's the demographic of the people who watch your show. What exactly are you saying to the audience here? Like, hey, you guys are over 80, you lived your life. This coronavirus is no big deal because it affects people who don't look like us. That's ridiculous. And a lot of times what makes me chronically upset is that elderly people and disabled people are often lumped in together as if we are. And in some cases, yes, elderly people tend to be disabled, but not all disabled people happen to be elderly. There are children who are disabled. So it doesn't really help when people say, oh, well, it's just this disease that affects people who are, you know, having heart transplants and kidney dialysis. And it's just not based in any reality of what actual disabled people go through on a daily basis. So for Sean Hannity and others, because he's not alone, to make this seem like, oh, okay, well, it's just this group of people over here, we have no concern, that's crazy. Coronavirus is a danger because those healthy people who are going to go out and get coronavirus and they just have a little sniffle. I saw a woman today on Fox News who said, oh, well, you know, I'm over 60. I'm actually 65. And the coronavirus, I had a little cough and then I felt off. And that was the extent of it. Like, seriously? Lady, I have an off day if I wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Like, I have an off day if my coffee machine breaks down. You saying that coronavirus gave you an off day and that was it? I mean, just literally ridiculous, folks. So all you can expect people is just to have an off day. You know, your car won't start, the dog is sick, your kids just threw up all yourself, and oh, I have freaking coronavirus. I mean, that is what we're dealing with. This is the level of insanity, okay? So I'm supposed to say, like, oh, well, if she gets mild symptoms, then everyone else will be okay, and that's just not true. Everyone should stay vigilant because there are people like me out there and others who are on immunosuppressant drugs, or they have compromised immune system, and we count on you to stay healthy. We count on you not to bring these diseases back into our community that will affect us. And that takes everyone, and that's what's wrong with this me, me, me attitude that we have in America. I won't get into that, but that's exactly what happens when people think of themselves and not other people. I am a person. Should I have to humanize myself to you people to realize, hey, I don't want nothing to do with coronavirus, okay? So how about you do the things that you need to do to protect those most vulnerable, all right? 1/3 of Americans suffer with some sort of chronic condition. There are many people who this disease can affect, not to mention those who will suffer from some side of adverse effects from this disease. After a bout of any flu or cold, I personally tend to suffer from pretty wicked fibromyalgia pain. So it's not a question of whether or not you sneeze and cough for a week and then you go back to work. I don't know about you, but my fibro attacks can lead to days of complete disability for me. My daughter goes through the exact same thing. They've already said that scar tissue can build in the lungs from respiratory issues that can affect your breathing in the years to come. Some people are on inhalers, and they never were before. I've had also severe asthma. I've been on an inhaler since I was 7 years old, okay? This is not something that's just going to come and go away with the blossoming of spring flowers and warm weather. That is not guaranteed. And the President of the United States should stop saying it. I don't care what political party you side with. This is not political. These are people's lives. Now, should you wear a face mask anyway if you're sick? And this is a question that I got today. Like I said, I am immunocompromised. I take medication. I tend to wear face masks when I go out anyway. Should people who are immunocompromised wear face masks? Well, right now they're asking healthy people not to wear masks. And I actually had an interesting day when I went to the store. I went to Whole Foods and I wore a mask. And it was funny. If you want to know the whole story, you can catch up on it at medium.com under Supermodel Sonia. But everybody stared at me as if I had the freaking plague. okay? And people were stopping dead in their tracks doing double takes. And as I stood in the line, there was one woman behind me, and all of a sudden, I guess she decided to spark up a conversation about me to another woman about the whole coronavirus. So I thought that was a real class act. I can't find any information about if we should wear face masks at all, but I will tell you guys that I will continue wearing face masks because I've always worn face masks when I go out, and it doesn't make much sense for me not to wear face masks when I go out because this is what I've always done. Why would I stop doing something that I've always done because I seem to be at a much greater risk now than before? So if it's something that you've done in the past, continue to. I don't understand why you would stop. And if it's something that you don't do but you're worried about doing, talk with your doctor. If you can't get your doctor on the phone, and some people have complained that they're having a hard time reaching their medical professionals, you have to do what's best for you. If you feel like you should wear a mask, then wear the mask. If you don't feel like you should wear the mask, then don't wear the mask. I'm not saying go out and buy masks and, you know, hoard them like all these other people are doing. It will be difficult for you to find masks anyway, so if you didn't have them already, good luck finding them. And I don't recommend you taking them from hospitals or from other people. That's not a good thing. So they keep saying that 80% of people with the illness will have mild symptoms and recover. But what happens to the other 20? I'm probably going to be part of that 20%. And if you have people who don't treat this disease seriously enough, at least do the things to help stop spread the illness that puts people at risk. Again, I don't want to have to prove that I'm human to you. Many people are simply shrugging it off that elderly and sick people are the only ones really at danger here. I have a strange feeling that if this was like the Spanish flu of 1918, which tended to actually leave the elderly and young children alone, and it actually killed healthy adults, there would be pandemonium in the streets. Seriously. But check this. It's only for those old and sick people, right? Not us, right? Here's a reality check. I'm a 40-year-old woman, and I'm a mother. I have family members who love me. I have people who care about me. I want to travel the world. I want to do things. Perhaps this boils down to what people contribute to society, some of us. The disabled and chronically ill get tossed in a lot with each other, like I said earlier, even when there's an ocean of water between us and so many differences. It is also ageist to assume that because someone is elderly, they're somehow not as important because they're old. And it really doesn't affect the important people, you know, like the young and the viral and the strong. It has been a total exercise for me to watch these pundits talk about coronavirus. It's no big deal because it only takes care of the most vulnerable in society. I thought that it was our society that was supposed to step up and protect these so-called vulnerable people. Well, not when you have Sean Hannity trying to calm his viewers, stating that all the deaths in Washington were from a nursing home. Psh, boring. Who wants to talk about old people, right? Okay, that creates an us versus them attitude with the elderly, disabled, and chronically ill at risk. It feels like I'm asked to be the sacrificial lamb for all the other people. And ladies and gentlemen, that is straight up BS. In Italy, there are people being prioritized because there simply aren't enough ventilators to go around and save everyone. This is terrible. Doctors there are making life and death decisions about who should get life-saving treatment and who should not. And that's not a place that anyone should have to live with. And yet, this is where we are. Even in Italy right now, there are people who have died from the coronavirus and they died at home, not in a hospital. And funeral homes won't even come pick them up. So imagine the horror and the sheer terror of your family member who has passed away and has been in your house now for a few days and their body is starting to decompose and they're laying there and you don't know what to do with their body because Italy is under a lockdown right now. I mean, it's horrible. So these people are forced to sit there with their relatives, their dead relatives, their dead loved ones, until the Italian government comes and does something about it. All I'm saying is that if you're one of those people who's saying it's not a big deal, you need to wake up and smell the hand sanitizer. It is a big deal. You may be one of those people who get well, you might have mild symptoms, but when you casually go around the community spreading disease faster than Typhoid Mary at a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, you're doing people like myself and others no real favors. All we're asking is that if you don't care about this disease and you want to live your life, then live knowing that you could have the power of life and death in your hands over someone like myself. And if that doesn't bother you, it should. We will all grow old one day. Okay? Life's cruelest trick is that you get to live your life young, vibrant, and healthy. But one day, you will turn old and possibly even ill. And the next time there's a virus like this one, or one that's much worse, some young punk kid will have life and death power over you. Then it won't feel so good. You'll probably be singing a different tune. So what are some things that you guys need while you're getting your bunker ready for these essentials? I have mine ready. I went grocery shopping actually the night before last, the minute that I heard the NBA had shut down their season. It was 9 o'clock at night. And I was at the grocery store at 9:28, okay? I figured that people were going to rush the stores the next day, that Friday of today. And I was right. Today, the grocery stores are jam-packed with people. I went yesterday with my sister later. And Walmart by my house ran out of water and for some crazy reason, frozen pizza. I even heard stories of fights breaking out amongst crowds at Costco in Chicago. So what did I purchase? And my list is a little eclectic, so, you know, hang in with me there. I bought garbage bags because I hate running out of garbage bags, and garbage bags are the one stupid item that everyone tends to run out of at the most inconvenient time you have to go to the store and get. I also bought fresh meat and vegetables, things that were easy to put together because I can't stand long on my feet to cook on a stove. I bought my feminine products, paper towels, toilet paper. I don't understand why you guys are hoarding toilet paper. Hey, and let me just make this point right here. Okay, so with the hand sanitizer thing and the toilet paper, because I did buy wet wipes, you could only get two at my store. Okay, if you're the jerk that bought all the hand sanitizer, ask yourself this. Since you didn't leave anything for anybody else, and you're going to come into contact with everybody else, just what the hell do you expect us to do? What do you expect us to use? You got all the damn hand sanitizer in your house. Why? What do you expect me to do? What do you expect other people to do? You've got it all. Oh, God. Okay. Doctors are saying that people are buying more hand sanitizer than soap. Soap was on the shelf in wonderful quantities. And doctors are saying that the soap is actually the thing that's better than the hand sanitizer. And yet, people are reaching for the hand sanitizer. I mean, what does that say for society? That even though soap and water is the best way to get rid of coronavirus, people want a quick fix. I guess people think you can just spray a little hand sanitizer in your hand and you'll be all right. I bought water and other beverages that I like to drink. I brought light bulbs. Again, that's one of those stupid things that you're going to have to leave your house and get. And if they start shutting things down, you know, that's going to be unprecedented. You're going to wish you had those light bulbs. Because you never seem to have light bulbs when you run out, right? So I'm actually going to take this time to do some home improvement projects, like cleaning out my sock drawer and sleeping. You can never do too much of that. I recently just cleaned my dining area. My dining area was full of junk. I've lived in my apartment for 20 years, and I just wanted to clean it all out It's now very lovely. I enjoy it. I have so much space now. And then I want to kind of, you know, clean up some other problem areas, like a couple of closets, my yarn room, and I want to get to my bathroom where I have all of my hair accessories and wigs. So you guys know that I wear wigs because of, you know, I do lose hair because of the chemotherapy. So, yeah, I did everything from my wheelchair. I threw out 7 garbage bags of junk that have been in my house for way too long, and I kind of liked it. I feel so accomplished. I even cooked myself a wonderful pot roast, and it smells so delicious, guys, right now, with the potatoes and the carrots and the celery. Oh, my God, it smells wonderful. So I'm going to watch old movies from my bed, and hey, this self-imposed exile isn't too bad. You know, I just also want to take the time to address some other things that I don't think the media has done enough of or brought up at all. I understand that this is scary for so many people, but this really needs to be said. For those of you who don't really have physical ailments, then surely those of you who suffer with anxiety or depression, you need self-care during this too. Coronavirus, I'm sure, has an emotional and mental impact that people aren't addressing. It will affect us in many ways that healthcare professionals aren't prepared to deal with. And we are still in the early stages of this. I did write an article about this so we could talk about it further. On the article, you can check it out at medium.com under Supermodel Sonia. I talk about things that you guys could do in detail. As one was, you know, practice self-care. And people say, well, what is self-care? Well, self-care is whatever self-care means to you. If that means turning off your phone, shutting off your television, and relaxing and sleeping. If it means getting your hair done or a manicure. If it means you doing home improvement projects, if it means calling someone to tell them how you feel about them, whatever you need to do for yourself and not to feel guilty about it. A lot of the times I have felt guilty about taking time for myself, and I have to learn not to do that. So I get into it, you know, a little more deeply. I'm kind of running out of time today. I would like to probably address this in a future episode, which will be incoming. Please take care of yourselves and the people around you. There is no need to panic, play the blame game, or ignore this thing. It's here in our borders. Be good to each other and do not hoard supplies and food. Remember, there are a lot more people in the world besides you. Check on people around you. Call someone up to see how they're doing. This isn't a Chinese virus. It's a human virus because it affects human beings. Let's start showing some humanity to each other. Now, we're going to be giving away a nice Mad Chronically Ill Girl tote bag soon. So if you haven't subscribed, you need to do so now. Also, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We are going to change our YouTube channel from Living with Chronic Illness to the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. So if you want to see me in my natural habitat, come on down to YouTube. At the moment, my videos are listed under Sonia D, so I'm working on changing that still. Again, check out my articles on medium.com if you want more of Supermodel Sonia and the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. We're one and the same, and I have so much for you. I'm trying to put out so much content for you. I love my subscribers. I love the people that follow me. Thank you so much for your support. Check us out for the latest news on coronavirus and how this is going to affect our communities. And here, we want to revolutionize disability and chronic illness. And with that, this is the Mad Chronically Ill Girl from my self-imposed exile from the world, safe in my bunker, watching Netflix and eating junk food. I am out of here. Stay safe. Stay angry. Good night. Oh,
quên quyết tâm từng xa, tình dịch bên.